Probably about my video. For some reason, it's not coming on, so.
No problem, Commissioner Moreland. We can hear you, and that is what matters.
Okay, good.
So, good afternoon, everyone. This is a joint meeting of the Portland Design Commission and the Portland Historic Landmarks Commission for Tuesday, the 8th of June, 2021. And the commission hearings room 2500B at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, is closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, under Portland City Code and state law, the Portland Design Commission and the Historic Landmarks Commission are holding this meeting electronically. Members of both commissions and city staff are attending remotely by video and teleconference and through required public notice. The public is also invited to participate remotely. And well, actually, in fact, I'm not sure that we only have one item on our agenda today, and it is an item of interest, so I'm not actually expecting that there will be any testimony today. We are taking these steps as a result of the need to limit in-person contact and to promote social distancing during the COVID-19 pandemic. The pandemic is a threat to our public health, safety, and welfare, and is the reason we are meeting remotely by electronic communications. Thanks to everyone for being patient, flexible, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. So let's begin with introductions. First, Bureau of Development Services staff who are here today, beginning with Hillary Adam.
Hey, Hillary Adam, BDS.
And Hillary, you get to pass on to the next person.
I will pass it on to Kara.
Good afternoon, Kara Fioravanti with BDS. And I'll pass it to Tim.
Hi, Tim Aaron, BDS. And I'll pass it over to Brian.
Brian Tierney, BDS.
Excellent. And then Landmarks commissioners who are here today, beginning with Commissioner Miner.
Thank you very much, Chair Livingston. Kristen Miner here, and I'll pass it on to Commissioner Smith.
Andrew Smith, and I'll pass it to Maya.
And this is Maya Fodi, and I'll pass it on to Commissioner Roman.
This is Commissioner Roman, and I will pass it on to our newest Landmarks Commissioner, Kim Moreland.
Hi, I'm Commissioner Kim Moreland. And I pass it on to Hillary.
See, I'll take it back and we'll move to design commissioners. I think we've been through all staff and landmarks commissioners, and then design commissioners remain. Design commission beginning with Commissioner Vallister.
Don Vallister, design commission, and I'll pass it on to Chandra.
Chandra Robinson, Portland Design Commission, and welcome, Commissioner Moreland. I'm very excited to see you here.
Thank you. I'm sorry you can't really see me, but.
No, I saw you for a split second. And pass it on to Brian. Did you go?
Yeah, I'm here. Brian McCarter, Design Commission, and I will pass it to Julie.
All right, and back to me. I am Julie Livingston. So Design Commission members and Historic Landmarks Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and the function of the commissions can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the presentation, prior to discussion of a particular case. And if a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in discussion or voting on that project. And if a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So as I mentioned earlier, we only have one item on our agenda today. It is an item of interest. This is a discussion about whether or not we would like to provide some additional written testimony on the Portland City Council's amendments to the DOZA recommended draft. And I'm going to ask Kara Fioravanti if she has anything she would like to preface this with. And if Kara says no, and Kara, you are absolutely okay to do that. You can just pass if you want to. I will then describe the two letters that have been written, the issues that they address, and if there is any feedback from commissioners, we can then suss that out.
I do not have anything to add. Thank you. Okay. You summarized it well.
Thank you, Kara.
Yeah.
So, commissioners, we have drafted two letters, one that addresses, let me see, first of all, I'm going to pull them both up. One letter that addresses the level of review that is provided for affordable housing and the fact that there is community engagement required with the type 2 and type 3 design reviews. Has everyone had an opportunity to read through that letter?
It's okay. Been a while.
Everybody's nodding their head. It's brief. It's just one page. Our testimony closes with the comment that we ask City Council to maintain the optional procedure for design reviews of affordable housing projects required by the 2015 Housing Emergency Ordinance. That optional procedure is a type 2 staff level review with a design advice request, a form of early assistance. And that design advice request would be with the Design Commission or the Landmarks Commission, depending on where the project is located. Does that meet with everyone's approval?
That would be the lowest threshold minimum that we would want to see, right?
Yeah. Yes. Is no change.
Okay. Okay, very good. The other piece of testimony that that has been drafted is about the threshold for design review outside the Central City and Gateway. Planning and Sustainability Commission recommended that the threshold for design review be raised from 55 feet to 75 feet. And our testimony asks that the threshold be maintained at 55 feet. And that is premised on the fact that a five-story building, we've seen many of them go up in Portland's commercial corridors and commercial centers over the past couple of building booms. A five-story building has a significant impact on the surrounding community. Did everyone have a chance to read this letter as well?
Yep.
Yep.
And is everyone on board with our request to City Council to maintain 55 feet?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. If there are any requested revisions, now would be a good time to let me know. Otherwise, we'll move directly to a second and a vote.
Just one quick comment. Would it be possible to knock 10 days off of the procedure for affordable housing, or would that bump up against state rules and requirements?
No, it wouldn't. In fact, Don, we've suggested that before for the type 3 review. A lot of testimony that was provided to council about the design review process in affordable housing was predicated on removing the type 3 requirement because it takes longer. Mm-hmm. And we offered at that point in time to reduce the time period, but we are now at the point where we are recommending the type 2, which is already a shorter process with the DAR. But okay. if we find that council continues to discuss this and there is the opportunity for a type 3, then I think that we would go back to negotiating a shorter timeline for that review process. Yeah.
Good, because the time seems to be the issue from the affordability community, as I understand it. It's not cost or anything else. It's pretty much time issue, as I understand.
Yeah. Okay, if there are no other comments, I will ask for a motion and a second.
Are we doing one letter at a time or both of them together?
Kara, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we can do both simultaneously.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
They're being presented as the commission's testimony.
I move that we accept both of the letters of recommendation to council.
I'll second.
Do you need a Landmarks Commission motion as well?
I think we do. Yeah, a good, really good point.
I will make the motion on behalf of the Landmarks Commission.
And I'll second.
Okay, Brian Tierney, we are ready for a roll call.
Okay. Commissioner Moreland?
I approve.
Commissioner Foti?
Yes, I approve the motion.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes, I vote yes.
Commissioner Ballister?
I vote yes also.
Commissioner McCarter?
Yes.
Commissioner Smith?
Yes.
Commissioner Roman?
Yes.
Historic Landmarks Chair Minor?
Yes.
And Design Commission Chair Livingston?
Yes. Great. We will be adding the signatures of both commissions to both of these letters. Thank you very much, everyone. Kara, Tim, Hillary, any other issue that we need to surface before we adjourn? Commissioner Minor?
I have one brief related comment just to let you all know. I haven't signed up yet to testify on Thursday for DOZA, but I did want to try to do that. And specifically, I would like to comment on one of the amendments on the table. Some of you might know that there's 8 total amendments on the table. And the one that I actually want to talk about, you know, face to face, so to speak, it's amendment number 8 about character statements and unique areas of the city. And it's my very strongly held belief that we really need to get the city council to care about funding this work, to doing this work. And, you know, without it, I just think the future of both design review and historic reviews looks a lot dimmer. So I want to testify about that issue alone and just, you know, just as me, just as a citizen. And so I wanted to let you all know that I was going to try to do that.
Great.
I think that's fantastic, Kristen. I know in the early days of our interactions with council, Design Commission's interactions with council, we were focused on that. And we have kind of slowly moved away from the bigger picture to really focus in on the type 2, type 3 for affordable housing and the height threshold. So we've lost a lot of the other issues that should still be front and center.
Could I interrupt, please? This is Kara. Kristen, if you wanted to speak on behalf of the Landmarks Commission and or the Design Commission, you have a quorum of both today and could get their endorsement and actually speak on both if that's what you want to do. If you want to keep it just you as an individual, that's your choice. But you have the opportunity to.
I would love that. I don't have the language in front of me for the amendment and I can't, you know, I feel a little unprepared. I've just had back-to-back meetings and I don't have anything to read to you, but.
So I'll share with you that we learned there is another process for a group to forward testimony to council in the form of letter or verbal testimony. If we take a vote today, we could vote to have you come up with a testimony and present it on the commission's behalf if the commission agrees to the content of what you would say. We don't have to have the exact wording and they would leave it up to you and that would be enough. So we have the ability basically to skip this final procedure if at the initial stage, the commission accepts it that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it sort of gives me a lot of leeway. I know.
Commissioner Miner, I have the amendment up here if you want me just to read it and everyone could then see if they support it or not. But it's directive to create character statements. Amendment, direct the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability to create character statements with area specific plans that have design overlay zone. And I think that speaks to sort of the idea of context that both of our commissions deal with almost every review. So I would support that. It's something Wheeler put forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I would support it as well. Design commissioners.
I would too.
I'm also supportive. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with that also.
And I see a lot of nodding heads on the landmarks commissioner's side as well.
Yep.
I would too. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. So I think process wise, then that means that another motion and second from each commission.
Well, on behalf of the Landmarks Commission, I will make a motion to support ordinance potential amendment number 8. Directive to create character statements offered by Mayor Wheeler.
I second.
Commissioner Fodi, go ahead.
Okay, design commissioners, will someone make a motion?
I'll make a motion to support ordinance number 8, apparently it's called, to go before City Council.
I would second.
Okay. Brian Tierney, that means we're ready for another roll call.
All righty. Commissioner Smith?
Yes.
Commissioner Roman?
Yes.
Commissioner Moreland?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.
Commissioner Fodi?
Yes.
Commissioner Vallister?
Yes.
Commissioner McCarter?
Yes.
Chair Miner?
Yes, and Tara, I hope Livingston. I'm eloquent.
I also vote yes. Thank you for being willing, Kristen Miner. Okay, commissioners, any other issues you would like to raise? Thanks to everyone for being willing to turn out for a very short hearing.
Oh, those are the best kind.
Yeah, yeah, right. Kara, Tim, Hillary, anything else that we need to canvas?
Just also reiterate, thanks.
All right, folks, it's 4:21.
Julie, do we have a meeting on Thursday or?
We do not. Next Thursday, Don.
Right.
Next Thursday.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay, everybody, it's 4:21 and we are adjourned. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone, take care. Good to see you all.
You too.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks.